to Leftovers, where we discuss topics with no prep and no notes in 15 minutes or less or more, depending on how it goes. My name is Kenny. I'm now joined by
Nate.
Nate O'Brien. If you did not listen to our last main episode, I introduced Nate to the podcast in place of Travis. Travis doesn't like us anymore. He doesn't want anything to do with me.
Took his toys and he went home.
That's right.
No, he has got a very busy schedule.
Yes.
Doing all the things with a young kid and going to school and selling all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So do I, and our schedules did not really mix. That was part of the problem. Nate's and I, our schedules mix a little bit better, slightly
better. Hopefully.
So we're going to try to make it work. So now, we finally, because we're going to try to get more consistency, we're going to try to get to some of the listener questions that have come in to the podcast.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes, very sorry this has taken a long time, but we're going to get to some of them. I'm not going to name the people who asked the questions because I don't know if you want me to or not. But somebody sent in this question, and this is a big one. You ready for it?
No.
Can a believer vote Democrat and not sin in doing so? There's the question, Nate. You ready to answer it?
What?
I love this question because I'm Bahamian and I can't vote. So I don't even have an option. I can't vote in your country, so you...
Oh, now you you're a foreigner. Yeah, now it's like your country. Can't speak to it. So I would start with identity. And it always comes back to that. What do I identify as? Primarily, and that it would be a Christian. I'm in Christ, and so that is my primary identification before I'm Republican, before I'm Democrat, before I'm anything else. And so keeping that in mind, the verse that comes to head that seems applicable to the subject is Romans chapter 1, and it's verse 32, talking about the list of sins that lead to damnation. And it says, though they knew God's righteous decree, those who practice such things deserve to die. Not only them, but those who give approval to those who practice them. And so it's both the person who would be doing something that God hates and the people who celebrate what God hates. So I'm going to just read that again. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. I was an independent until last year. I didn't pick a party because I'm aware that there are practices and beliefs in both parties that don't line up with Scripture. I was hoping things would get so good that I would just find one to pick. But the independent party is not very popular, and you don't get to do a lot of stuff. So the way that things have gone, I did move to the Republican Party. And the way that I made that decision was which party, in my mind, is advocating for practices that best align with Scripture, and conversely, in the negative, which party is advocating for practices that God hates. And so some examples would be abortion, marriage. And so in good conscience, which could I align myself with that I wouldn't have to give an account for in a shameful manner to Christ at the end of all these things?
Yeah, the reality is there's no verse that any of us could point to and say, obviously, you know, thou must vote Republican, thou must vote Democrat. We would not be advocates that say Republicans are Christians, you know, and you know, I think this can be a complex question. I think in some ways you got to be careful in just flat out saying, well, if you vote this way, you must not be a Christian.
Right.
I think that's dangerous. Now, do I believe that many of the platforms that the Democratic Party stand on are in opposition to God and His Word?
100%,
absolutely.
Yes.
I also believe that there are many corrupt politicians in all parties, and I believe that we can talk back and forth all day about which party has more policies that line up with my beliefs, right?
I think that's where we need to keep it. So I make it simple. Let's get people out of it.
Right.
I don't want to concern myself with the personalities that are involved.
Right.
I'm not voting personality.
Right.
I'm not voting who's mean and who's nice.
Yeah.
I'm voting policy, and does that line up with Scripture?
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, I just think that this question honestly has only come up within the last few years for people, because even though there's always been a divide politically, it's become so much more heated that now all of a sudden people are going, well, can you even be a Christian and vote in a certain way? Now, I will say this, to try to as clearly answer the question as possible, I will say if I know somebody in my life who's going to say to me, yeah, I vote proudly for the Democratic Party, I'm going to just say, can we talk about why that is? Like, what right. brought you to that conclusion? Because I know they have these platforms that are so contrary to God's word, can we talk about that?
Right.
And why would you not then vote for another party knowing these things about them?
Right.
And you know, I just don't think it's helpful or wise to just cut and dry say, well, you can't be a Christian if you vote this way. Nor do I think that ultimately aids in discipleship, because you're making it about who you vote for rather than what are the principles that guide my life as a believer. Make the conversation about, let's talk about why you voted for them. Let's talk about what they stand for, and do you support these things and why. Let's have those conversations rather than just saying, well, you voted for them, so you're a Christian or you're right. not a Christian.
No, I'm more interested in knowing, all right, so if you identify as Democratic, as a Democrat, help me understand where you fall on the issue of abortion, for example, the murder of innocent children in the womb of their mom and the safest place that should be for them of all their life, literally. I would want to know, is it something that you might tell me, well, I'm against that, but I'm for these other platforms.
Right.
And so that would be a good conversation to have, where is this policy resulting in the death of millions of people versus, but I like how they treat immigrants better.
Right.
You know, so how do we weigh that out? Or you might say, I'm for abortion to some degree. And that's a whole other conversation to have as an elder or a pastor with someone about how does that belief line up with God's word. Yep. And so then the issue of politics is kind of fades into the background while you handle those issues.
Yep.
You know, what do you believe about marriage? What do you believe about children and how they should be taught and what they should be taught at what age and all sorts of those things.
And we have to be careful with this question too, because the reality is at the time that the Bible was written, and during all the times that the Bible was written, there was no such thing as, you know, an opportunity for a believer to vote for a political party. So right. the Bible doesn't specifically
right.
deal with voting. And so we have to be careful to then make this some standard of whether or not somebody is a believer based on how they vote. And I'm not saying that the person who asked this question is doing any of those things. I'm just answering the question.
Right.
Again, this is no prep, no notes.
Which I don't like. I'm not a fan of this approach.
But I do think there are a lot of people out there who are asking this question. And then I think
there's
people out there who are on the other side going, well, I vote Democrat and people are now telling me I'm not a Christian. And I think they're ridiculous for that.
Well, and so you've got, I mean, hopefully you're thinking through it on different issues. So the person who's going, you know, you're a Democrat, you're going to hell. Like, so how I would approach them from a pastoral perspective would be, you're almost acting as a Pharisee.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're ascribing Christianity to the Republican Party somehow, like right. the Republican Party saves you.
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we would want to have that conversation with that person. Mm-hmm. Now, if you hate, then in reverse, the people on the Republican Party apparently don't love Christ because they don't love immigrants or however they would want to phrase that. The core issue is, when I look at Romans 1, verse 32, is this something that goes against God's righteous decree? And am I giving approval to those who practice that?
Yep.
I have to go through the Republican Party policies. I've got to go through the Democratic policies.
Yep.
And I have to answer that question, because I have to give an account to Christ for that.
Yep.
He's not going to go, well, okay, you were cool with abortion,
yep.
but your heart was for immigrants, so yep. okay, no yep. worries. Like, I've got to explain that to him.
Yep.
And there's times when I haven't been able to vote for a particular person because of their policies, even in the Republican Party.
Yep.
So,
yep. I just think that, you know, it may sound like we're tiptoeing around answering the question directly. I don't want to do that. What I'm trying to do is not tiptoe, but to just give you the principles to think. Because let me play this scenario out. Were I able to vote in the U.S.?
Well, now you're interested in jumping in on the whole political scene.
I personally would not right. be able to vote for the Democratic Party. Am I saying that everything they do is only evil?
Right.
No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying that there are things that they not only do and kind of but celebrate. But they actually celebrate. That I can't. I just can't.
They're wearing pins supporting abortion,
right,
in the place of American flags. Like, we're celebrating that.
Now, that being said, this is not me saying, this is the problem with this question, this conversation so often. Right. That's not me saying, that means because I'm a good Christian, I'm going to vote Republican, right?
Correct, no.
That's not what I'm saying. That's why I think this question is not always helpful. And I'm not saying, I know that we need to think through this. It was a good question in the sense that it's an issue we need to think through, but we got to reframe the question. Why are we out here saying, well, who'd you vote for? Does that mean you're a Christian or not? Instead of just talking about the issues. And I would challenge you. Maybe you struggle with what we've said because maybe you're listening to this and you do personally vote Democrat and you're going, it kind of sounds like...
And you support abortion.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk with you.
We want to have the conversation. That's the point of this podcast, is to get you to think biblically. But maybe you're going, well, it sounds a lot like y'all are tiptoeing around the issue to say that I shouldn't vote Democrat. I can talk about that. We can have that conversation. I just want everybody to think through, what does the Bible have to say about my responsibility as a Christian? The Bible does not say that I have a responsibility as a Christian to vote Republican, vote Democrat, vote whatever. But it does talk about celebrating and promoting righteousness and not, as you just read, not endorsing those who promote unrighteousness and evil.
So put your phone down, shut CNN off, shut Newsmax off, shut the Fox News off, pick up your Bible and work through the policies and see which policies line up with the scriptures and then vote according to the one that has more.
Yeah.
Because at some point in our future, I can see both parties being so far off, I'm not sure what to do if I'm looking too far ahead. There's going to come a time where I might just be one policy off.
Yep.
Like, this guy's got one more policy than this group.
Right.
And so I've got to go with this one because it's the the best of two evils.
Or you,
I don't vote.
Yeah, you may.
Depending on if the issues are so substantial. Because if they're, for example, if they support abortion, can I align myself with a group that does that, because I'm giving approval to it with every vote?
Yep.
And if I can't in good conscience, and this is an issue of the conscience, adiaphora, it's not clearly specified in verses, I've got to figure out which one can I do in faith.
Yep. And there are some people who vote Democrat who are trying to do that, right?
I believe that.
Are saying, I know they support abortion and I hate it, and I know that they support gay marriage and the transgender movement and I hate it, but here's all the other things that I believe that they're doing are good. And so I'm not saying you're not doing that. I'm just asking you to really carefully consider the issues and really ask yourself, can I truly give my support to this party based on what the Bible says?
Right. Can I approve this policy?
And so I'm telling you to do that if you vote Republican, too.
Correct.
I'm telling you to do that no matter what. I believe that voting ultimately is an issue of the conscience. There are principles that are cut and dry that we apply here, but I just don't believe that we can go around saying every good Christian will vote this way.
Right.
I also don't believe we can go around saying every Christian will vote, period. I believe even that is an issue of the conscience. And you got strong opinions on both sides. I get that. But even that itself can be an issue of conscience.
And there is no verse in the Bible that says thou shalt vote. So again, when we don't have a clear dictate or mandate in Scripture, we use our conscience, we study what the Word can say about it, and then we try to make the best, most God-honoring decision.
So after we've just offended everybody, will you do any more Leftovers episodes?
Yes. I'll be your Huckleberry.
This is a big conversation, so I'll just say this at the conclusion. If you struggle with what we said, please let's have a conversation about it. Our desire is not to just throw this out there and just have everybody upset or happy and then move on. Like, we would love to talk if you struggle with this. If you got a follow-up question, send that too.
Our goal is to just point you back to Christ, have you think through what he has said about these issues and how to make the decision that best aligns with him.
Yep. So that's been another edition of Leftovers, where we have issues that we deal with no prep, no notes. If you got something you'd like to do on a Leftovers episode or a full episode, send us a question at calfordcatechism@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. For now, this has been Kenny and...
Nate.
Nadio.
No, we're not doing that.
Well, your name actually works with it because it's Nate O'Brien.
No, because he did the Travy B thing. We're not...
Yeah, but Nate O'Brien.
Just Nate. No Nadio. Just Nate. Unless you want to be Kenny O or I don't know. Kenny R.
You're not going to bother me as much with that.
No. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Signing off.
Have a good one.